A ferry with at least 300 people on board is missing and believed to have sunk off the north coast of Papua New Guinea. The MV Rabaul Queen went missing early this morning between Lae and the West New Britain town of Kimbe. Four merchant ships and two helicopters have joined the rescue operation. Our correspondent in PNG, Liam Fox, has been following events and joins me now. Liam, what's the latest?
The latest is that around 200 survivors have been picked up by those merchant ships that were in the area at the time. That's 200 out of the 350 people that are believed to be on board that ship. Police in Kimbe, where the ferry left from, said that most of the people on board were either students or trainee teachers, and now rescuers are trying to get as many survivors as they can before the sun sets.
And when you say students, you mean school students?
School students, we believe, yes.
So aged between, what, 5 and 15?
Everything from primary to high school students.
And the number of rescued is going up a little. What kind of rescue operation is there in the area?
Well, there were several merchant ships in the area at the time. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority has been liaising with PNG authorities and helping to coordinate this search. They put a call out to vessels in the area at the time. They've managed to rescue those 200 people. Australia has also sent two planes, one from Cairns. It has the ability to drop life rafts to the ocean, and also a Defence Force Orion was sent from Townsville as well and should be in the area by now.
Tell us about the significance of ferries in Papua New Guinea. I mean, a lot of people know that there's a fair amount of air travel into the highlands, but between the main island and the islands, there's a lot of ferry travel?
That's right. People are largely dependent on ferries for getting around the New Guinea Islands, New Britain, New Ireland and Bougainville, and to get from there to the mainland. Airline tickets are too expensive for most people, so ferries are the way they have to go. And there have been concerns about the standard of safety of ferries for some time. And indeed, the PNG Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, held a press conference a short time ago and said that he's concerned about the level of safety. There'll be a full investigation into this particular incident, and he'll be looking at improving the standard of safety in future.
You've travelled on these ferries. Generally, what kind of condition have the ones you've travelled in been in?
Look, the ones that I've travelled on have been okay. I don't think the ABC would let me get on ones that didn't look too seaworthy. But
You've seen others?
Yes, I've seen other boats at wharves, and you know, they don't look too good. What percentage of the overall number of ferries that is, I couldn't tell you, other than to say there have been concerns about the standard and safety of ferries.
Have you seen overcrowding at all?
No, I haven't personally seen overcrowding. Now,
have you heard of it?
Yet to, yes, we've heard of it, and even on a smaller level, in between islands, people traveling on those smaller, what they call banana boats, they're longer stretched dinghies, and you often see pictures of, you know, 30 and 40 people crammed into those.
Any reports of Australians on board?
No, there aren't as yet. The Australian High Commission here is working to establish whether there are any Australians on board. Someone has told me that they believe it's very unlikely that that is the case, but they're still working.
Liam Fox, thank you very much. And the Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd, has advised that Australians with concerns for the welfare of family and friends in the region should first attempt to contact them directly. The rescue effort to find the passengers of the MV Rabaul Queen is being run out of the town of Lae. The disaster coordinator in Lae is Charlie Masange. He spoke to Michael Edwards.
We have three big container carriers and six big ships. That's including a bulk carrier and container carrier. They were diverted by the Australian rescue, probably NMS Australia. We were actually on board two helicopters.
Are you finding people on life rafts?
Yes, that's right. About 10 plus life rafts. We can't actually count them because they're quite a number.
10 plus, so more than 10 life rafts are on board?
Yes, yes. With survivors on.
How many people have been plucked from the ocean so far?
We have not actually got the actual number, but there are people on board. Those rafts and those big ships are rescuing them, and also we tried to get the manifest from the Rabaul shipping, but we were unfortunate, so we have to. But the carrying capacity for a Rabaul Queen is about 350.
It wasn't overcrowded when it capsized.
We have to verify our figures with the Rabaul shipping manifest, and then we have to confirm the number of survivors that we rescued.
So at this stage, there's no telling how many people are actually on board.
I wouldn't, because we have one of those, one of the NMSA officers on board one of those big ships, and according to him, he said the ship is on, has rescued about 28 people, but we have not contact with the other five ships yet.
You must have real concerns for the safety of those on board the boat.
Yes, yes. We did not see the boat because the boat itself is sunk. The people on those rafts are crowding on those dry rafts. So the big ships are precious people. So we have to get the actual number from them and then we can tally up the actual number of people rescued.
And what's the weather like at the moment out there?
The weather is windy, quite strong, and also the sea is a bit rough. So that means that small boats, they can't go out to rescue those on some of the big ships, because they might risk it. It's about 10 to 20 miles off from Prince Albert.
Do you know if it got hit by a wave, or what caused it to capsize?
We haven't actually got the information from the captain.
So you don't know if the captain survived or not?
We have not met with him yet, yeah.
The disaster coordinator at Lae, Charlie Masange, speaking to Michael Edwards.